Newt Gingrich wants the Republican Party to wake up to be better prepared for the next election cycle.
You can't just be an opposition party. You have to be a party that has a better alternative to attract people to your side.
Now, Gingrich is challenging super PACs in an effort by Karl Rove to support establishment GOP candidates in primaries.
Joining us live this morning, Politico senior political reporter Maggie Haberman. Couple of Republican heavyweights here, Maggie.
Yeah, a couple. Gingrich actually has been pretty critical about the establishment, especially Karl Rove. For a lot of the primary, he felt like the establishment was very against him. That having been said, he's giving voice to what a lot of people, a lot of conservatives are saying, which is that they feel like the establishment has essentially governed the situation for a while, that they are getting Tea Party candidates, conservative candidates, are getting blamed for losses last year that were the fault of many factors. And I think that Gingrich, as you say, a heavyweight, I think plans or at least is considering running again. So I think that suits his purpose.
Maggie, how much of it could be sour grapes because Rove hasn't backed him? And how much of it is a legitimate campaign that has legs within the Republican Party?
Oh, it's a legitimate candidate. I mean, with Gingrich, I think there is a certain schadenfreude. But the reality is that there are opponents to Gingrich to Rove who feel like he is weakened at this moment, like he is not the fundraising machine that he used to be. Like there is an opening for trying to wrest away some of the bigger donors, or at least make them think twice. Chief among that is the Club for Growth, which, you know, it's hard to lump them in with groups like the various disparate Tea Party groups. The Club for Growth has existed for a long time, and it's very well funded. It does what Americans for Tax Reform talks about doing, but doesn't really have the money to do, which is spends a lot of money in primaries, and they see an opening here.
Now, Gingrich is getting an awful lot of attention for his comments, but is there much other opposition within the Republican sphere to the Conservative Victory Project idea?
There is, and in fact, the most notable objector, I mean, Gingrich gets ink every time he opens his mouth, but Terry Branstad, the Iowa governor, who is about as establishment as they come, told the Associated Press last week that he had called Rove to protest this. That's a pretty big deal.
Right. So what is Rove going to do in response to it?
Ignore it. He may end up addressing it either in a column or Fox News, but I think that he's essentially laying a bit lower right now. The assumption, and we wrote about this today, is among a lot of donors is they will ultimately end up getting to him again because there is no other option for a lot of mainstream Republican donors.
Wow. Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate your help this morning.
Thank you.
Politico senior political reporter Maggie Haberman.
Money News.